views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to welcome you to Transformation Talk Radio. And for many of you that are listening, I'm not even sure all of the places you're listening from, but thank you so much for doing that. We are so thrilled about what it is that is being created here. And, you know, thank you for all of your input and advice to help us create this. Many years ago, someone said to me, you know what, if you can hang around for about, I don't know, more than about 9 minutes with the show, and people actually listen to it, you're going to really see a change in the impact of talk radio. And, you know, I didn't even understand what that actually meant. But today I do. You know, 13 years ago when this started for us, many of you know that through the amazement of our Seattle flagship station, KKNW, and now our WBLQ station, the home of Transformation Talk Radio and TransformationRadio.fm, the bottom line to all of this is the audience and listenership has grown exponentially. It is all of you that have figured out that this is really the way to plug in and change your life, whether it's vibration or consciousness or saying yes to an epic life. This is what we get to do together. You know, today, Benny, and first let me just say hi to Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hi, Pat.
You've got a great show today.
We do.
Great show today. Great. And I want to just tell a little story about my guest, Alaya Dow. And let me just say a little bit about this. I don't remember exactly how I came across her music and her message and her meditations, but I did. And this was several years ago. And what happened was I would just listen, and I must say, I get stuck on a song, on a track, Benny. I get kind of stuck on it, and it's just right there for me. But I said to Linda this morning, and maybe we can drop a little clip of it in here kind of spontaneously. I said to Linda, you have to listen to one of the tracks that Alaya has presented us with. And Linda said to me, well, why is that? And I said, well, just do me a favor and just listen for a minute. Just do me a favor and listen. She said, okay, which one is it? And I said, listen to Awaken. Just listen to Awaken. And I said, you know, I think it was around when we were launching Transformation Talk Radio back in 2009, 2010. That's when I first heard it. And so as we listen to this song, Benny, do you think we could play a little bit of that?
Sure.
Pop that up?
Sure.
It's time to awaken. Into your call inside.
So as in today, and we're going to play that song throughout, as in today, as the first time that I listened to that song, it just brings tears to my eyes. Now, why is that? Well, thank goodness that Alea has written a fabulous book, Seven Cups of Consciousness. But beyond all of that, we get to plug in and get to listen to her music and her meditations every day. For those of you that are not familiar with her work, I will say to you, we're going to make sure that you have the website. And as you listen to these songs and the message of clearly this amazingly guided woman, you too will be able to plug in to a part of yourself that you may not actually understand, because there's a reason that folks call her a sound healer, an energetic practitioner, a minister, someone that has gone out into the world and said, I'm going to understand what it's like to heal, whether it's through oriental medicine or acupuncture. It doesn't really matter. The word healer has been absolutely divinely appointed to who she is. Alea, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
You know, I have to tell you, I said to Linda, listen to that song. And I think around 2009, 2010, that's when I came across it. And I don't even remember how. But I want to start with that and the conversation as well as with the book, because there's something about sound healing that is hard to describe. But what do you make of the fact that every time, and I have to tell you, every single time, I was a little reluctant to play that song during the show, it brings tears to my eyes. I just don't know what to do with it. Maybe you can enlighten me here.
When I'm singing, I'm actually hearing the angelic realm and literally repeating the tones, the sounds, the words that they are bringing in from the higher realms into this one. And I think of that as sort of my greatest creative challenge, is how can I experience what I experience in the higher realms and then bring it in the most pure way with the least amount of distortion into this physical plane and share it with others. So I think what might be happening is it might be hitting a core within you where you know that you are divine, you know that you're connected, you know that some part of yourself is awakened in some realm, and it's really speaking to that part of you.
Wow. You know, I mean, have you ever had anybody say that every time they listen to your song, they cry? I mean, I have tried to listen to it and not cry, and I will tell you, it is not possible for me. So I just go with it now. I just go with it, right?
You ride the wave, right? Yes, people have definitely said to me that they cry. I haven't heard the feedback of every time, so that's going to be a new one that I'll hold dear to my heart. But especially
every
the
time.
Light language too. Wow,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's talk about this. And you know, being divinely guided, and I love what you said. You know, what have you helped folks with in your saying yes? What have you helped folks with in understanding the power of sound healing? Because we have talked recently about the rise of the word energy to make the mainstream. And in fact, if people are now understanding that more and more, then isn't sound healing a form of energetic healing as well?
Absolutely. And I think all of us are sound healers. We just don't realize it. When we hum, or when we talk, or when we choose particular music, we are literally tuning into a frequency of vibration that is somehow helping us in some way. Even heavy metal rap helps adolescents retrieve all responsibility for their lives so that they can stand on their own two feet when they walk out that door.
You know, for you, this has been quite a journey. And I have to ask you a question that I ask just about everybody. You know, here you are. We're going to talk about this incredible book that you've written, Seven Cups of Consciousness. You know, change your life by connecting to the higher realms. What are the challenges? What are some of the challenges, Alea? Some of the obstacles in your journey saying yes, what are some of them that you've had to overcome to bring you to this very moment right here now?
Well, I've been on the path of being a healer, you know, for almost my whole life, which has been an incredible gift, honor, but also a challenge, because as a healer, we typically will hold high levels of empathic sensitivity, literally being able to feel another person's pain, hear their thoughts, feel their emotions. And in 2001, I had an enlightenment experience where my awareness of other dimensions skyrocketed, and my empathic sensitivity blew through the roof. And so for the first 3 to 5 years after that enlightenment experience, with that high level of sensitivity, the greatest challenge was figuring out how to maintain my sanity while perceiving multiple dimensions and feeling other people's pain. And then figuring out the solution to those challenges, because anytime we're empathic with someone, it's an indicator we have information that we need to send to them vibrationally. And when we send that information, we hold a safe space, then the empathic sensitivity goes away. And it's also a great mechanism for cultivating compassion. So those first 5 years after that enlightenment experience was a vertical climb in the compassion department and discernment as well. Mm-hmm. So I would have to say that empathic sensitivity has been my greatest challenge, but at the same time, my greatest teacher.
Well, and it's really interesting that, you know, some people say, you know, what doesn't kill us make us stronger. I mean, I heard that this morning. I was out this morning at a very early morning meeting, and I heard that this morning, what doesn't kill us make us stronger. And I thought, you know, has that been true for me? And the answer is yes. So, but what I've come to in talking with you today is I certainly don't want to put myself on the edge of that pain, right? I don't want to always continue to put myself on the edge of having to burn something off, die something off. And so what I love for you to talk about is how do we set ourselves up in a way where we're consciously walking through a higher vibration so that even if we are singularly challenged with, let's say, perceived life-threatening experiences, how we respond to them will be different.
I love that question. That is such a huge piece, you know, that it's like we have challenges in our life, and I think of Earth kind of like a gym. You come here to get stronger. And when we're not conscious that we're spiritually growing, evolving, cultivating more of our light, we will use struggle, pain, suffering, illness, financial lack, aging, abandonment, you know, you name it, drama, essentially, to grow and evolve. That's going to be our weight set. Then when we get to a certain point in our evolution, because we've been in so much pain and the pain has literally woken us up to there's got to be another way, then we get to start consciously choosing how we want to cultivate very particular vibrations inside ourselves, like greater grace or connection or strength or power or self-control or self-love. And I have a thing that I talk about that I wrote about that's called the flip it sheet or the flip it section. And we do the opposite of what we're intending on mastering until we reach a certain level of consciousness. And then we begin to practice what we intend to master. And it's all focused on vibration and particular qualities that you hold within you. And so if I'm in the place of lack, I'm actually trying to master an inner abundance. Or if I'm the victim, my soul is attempting to master empowerment. If I'm in a place of fear, my soul is determined to master trust. And so we want to start flipping our challenges and then activating those vibrations inside ourselves of the solution, and also retrieving all responsibility for our growth and our evolution off of the outer world, off of our relationships and our money and our body, and holding that responsibility deep inside and going, you know what? I'm just going to use my higher self and my energy fields and activate particular vibrations in my divine line, river of light, as a way to spiritually grow and evolve. I don't have to use the outer experience.
Wow.
So that is kind of the route out of the journey of suffering.
Well, I love the route. You know what? I'm saying beam me up, Scotty, for that one.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm one of these people, and please jump in and tell me if I'm alone. I'm one of these people that I have a hard time doing things myself. That's why, you know, I can't remember which year, but it was several years ago that I discovered your cups of consciousness. and your the meditations that you email to people. I mean, this is amazing. And it was so wonderful to be get, you know, to be able to get these meditations that could pop up. And all of a sudden now, I get to take a few minutes and get into a place that is just peaceful and serene, regardless of what I have going on. And so now here you are not just talking about the cups of consciousness, but you have a book that you've actually written, Seven Cups of Consciousness. And I would like to talk with you about that. But before we do, I would love to give a copy of this book away. It is amazing. For those of you out there, first caller would love to receive a copy of the book, 1-800-930-2819. Mr. Benny will get your information. You know, Alea, the book itself is just beautifully written, but to understand what the seven cups are, it's just incredible. How did this come to you? And it seems like the book has come now after the meditations, or had they kind of come together as an idea? You're just getting around to writing.
I'm just getting around to writing it, right? I needed a contract to motivate me. I actually came up with the seven cups in 2004. And I was getting on a plane. I had met my husband. He was, you know, we were just dating at the time. And he said, what are the concepts that you teach and you talk about, and what are the concepts that you used to essentially change your entire reality in 3 years flat, 3 to 4 years? And so he asked me that question as I was getting on a plane, flying back to Telluride to see clients. And at 26,000 feet, I started pondering, what are the concepts that I use? And literally in 3 minutes, wrote down these seven concepts. You live in a multidimensional reality. You're never alone. You can change your inner world. Your challenges can help you grow. Your body is a nature spirit. Your soul has wisdom and inner gifts, and you're perfect. And those seven sentences, or those seven concepts, I then took the next, you know, 5 or 10 years teaching them and sharing them in audio meditations, using them in my sessions in a much more conscious way, kind of like a formula or a whole template that helps people fully embody a higher consciousness as they sip on all of those seven cups.
Wow. You know, one of the things I was so eager to talk with you about was, you know, of course, I have been aware of the cups of consciousness, but now actually reading about what you have brought to the forefront about them was a little different for me. And I wanted to ask you about, you live in a multidimensional reality. I want to start with the first cup, if we could, and ask you about this idea of always knowing that something about us is not exactly, you know, singular. And what do I mean by that? I have to tell you, I have always been accused, even as a kid and then even in the corporate world, my performance reviews would say, we think she lives on another planet. Now, that was
like,
not
I'm
so
I'm a multidimensional being.
You know, I used to look at that and think, there's something wrong with me. Now I'm thinking, boy, I'm certainly glad I live on another planet. But what does this idea of a multidimensional reality mean to us in contemporary times? And the reason I'm asking this question is because we now hear of children that are coming in and they're being classified as challenged, ADD, ADHD, autism. And I don't know. My sense is that we are living in so many realms of energetic layers that our lack of awareness disconnects us from the multidimensional reality. But I was reading this and about what you said about it, and I would love to hear what your experience is about that and what it means to people.
We live in the physical dimension, but I perceive that that's only 1% of our reality. When we use our imagination, or we dream, or if we even close our eyes and bring our awareness off of the physical plane and into an inner plane, an inner realm, we are starting to access other dimensions. And the children that are coming into this world have an awareness of these other dimensions, and I'm going to rename ADD a dimensional doer. People who are ADD are holding more of their awareness in other dimensions and doing. They're very active. They are working their butts off in these higher realms. And so the harder they're working in the higher realms, the less energy and focus they'll have for the physical plane. So they look like they're distracted, but they're really not.
I know, but and let's talk a little bit about, you know, some of the other labels we have around people, you know, being extraordinarily sensitive, you know, and I don't know what else to say, but sensitive to different layers of energy. See, I think those of us that have been categorized as, she's a bit sensitive, you know, we've taken on the burden of a stigma. And what I hear you say, and also reading about in your book, is that, wait a minute, empathic sensitivity in your team. Hallelujah. I don't have to do this alone, Alea. Can you talk a little bit about this? Because now we're, you know, I'm jumping around a little bit, but I want to say, now you're telling me I'm never alone. Hallelujah for that, because it's lonely out here.
Well, as a children, we may have remembered that we had imaginary friends. I even talked to my niece and my nephew, who are 8 and 10, and the 10-year-old can still feel that a presence, and he even has a name for one of his team members. And so our team is actually with us 24/7, and they come into this world with us. They are standing around us in another dimension. They are not aspects of ourselves or soul fragments. They are their own little being standing next to you in their energy body, and they can actually buffer energy. They can support you. They can model right energy to you. They can gather information. And actually, in the book, I talk about when I was learning how to fly a plane, I had my team go and become master pilots in another dimension and come back the next morning so that I could actually master landing. And it worked. And so when we use our team, we feel this greater sense of protection and support, and that feeling of being alone here in the world, It goes away when you start connecting with your team, when your team are connected to themselves as well and remembering their appropriate position.
Well, I want to ask you a couple of questions about the meditation, if I can. I know that we're talking about the book. And by the way, I just want to tell everybody out there, I know that you're pinging me about, am I going to give another copy of the book away? Well, Alea is. Actually, we have 3 copies to give away. And the phones have been jumping off the hooks for the book. So let's go ahead and do this before the break, if we can. I'd love to give another copy of the book away. Alea would love to pay this forward. 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to take a break, and as we go to break in a little bit, we'll play the songs. But right now I want to ask you a question. I mentioned the meditation. Now, I would like to ask you about the meditation, because, you know, Alea, I've been doing this 13 years, and I have enormous amounts of opportunity to plug in to meditations that some people have. Some people, you know, are doing daily, weekly, or whatever. I have never really been as affected by a meditation, a message, a sound, as I have been by yours, you know, receiving these cups of consciousness. And I would love for you to talk about these daily meditations, and then we're going to let folks know how they can get their daily meditation. But what do you make of what I'm saying to you?
I think the piece that's coming through is that with the meditations, I'm talking directly to your higher self, your energy self, not your mind.
Mm.
And as I focus on your higher self, your energy self, I'm inviting the higher self of each individual that's listening to use their own energy fields to bring in their own particular vibrations, qualities, sacred shapes, light, sound, that helps them, supports them, empowers them, moves them into greater clarity, whatever it is that's appropriate. And so I think when we shift our own self, as opposed to someone shifting us, we hold it, we maintain it, and we bring it in much deeper than when someone else is doing something to us. So I am kind of I almost want to say an energetic snob, where I don't want anyone doing anything to me. It's really important for me to hold my power and be in control of my own experience. And so I extend that same courtesy to everybody and would never dream of doing anything to another person. I'm simply sending information and modeling right energy, which creates a strong, coherent field of positive, empathic it's a positive empathic experience. And so if I'm holding a vibration of self-love and I invite you to hold a vibration of self-love in your own unique way, you then start to do it at a much deeper, more profound level than if someone's doing something to you. So I think that that is the key piece with all of the work that I do.
Well, I would love for you to tell folks how they can find out more about receiving these daily meditations. And also, if we could just take a minute with you explaining to folks about what these beautiful cups of consciousness are, what they're going to receive. And by the way, beyond the daily cups, you can get a tall cup. You can get a tall cup. Can you tell folks how they can do this? Because I was telling you during the break that I have my computer set on auto, so I get to hear your music like boom right away. But for folks that don't know how to get these daily meditations, please tell them how.
They can go to cupsofconsciousness.com or aleyadao.com, aleyadao.com. And you can get a free trial week of the daily cups, and they'll actually come for 7 mornings to your email. You can also get the app that we created in the iTunes store. It's called the Cups of Consciousness. It's a free app, and it gives you access to your free week. And the free week is really an introduction to some of the concepts. Then after a free week, if it resonates and it's your cup of tea, you can subscribe to the daily cups, and I share them with subscribers 1, 3, or 5 times a week. So you can choose. You might want to just get one on Monday, or you might want to get Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or 5 days a week, and then I take the weekends off to rest and reboot. And they are audio meditations with sound healing, energetic protocols that are like prayers, really speaking to your higher self to help you shift. And you can listen to them sitting in silence, or you can listen to them while you are opening up other email or multitasking, because the work is for your higher self, your energy fields. Your mind actually doesn't have to listen to it in order for you to get the full effect.
I love this. And you know what I read in the book? And we're going to talk about this when we come back. You can change your inner world. I read in the book a term that I had not heard before. And one of the things you were talking about is, I think, and I'll quote you directly, my soul is exhausted. Boy, do I have a sense of that thing. What does that even mean? Okay, when we come back, you can change your inner world. Right now, I would love all of you out there to enjoy this beautiful, beautiful music. We're going to play a little bit extra of it. So here you go. We'll be right back with Aleya Dao.
Going to want to miss this event with Lynn Brown and Wendy R. Wolf. This workshop will open you up even further and challenge you to trust your heart and intuition. Learn directly from the energy of Ascended Master Lady Portia. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy R. Wolf Thursday, September 17th from 6 to 9 p.m. in Bellevue. To register or learn more about this event, email lynn@ruintuit.com or call 206-931-7356.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back, everyone. Alea Dow joining me here today. And you know what? I'm just saying to folks, absolutely. We've got a third copy of the book to give away. And I want to make sure that we give Benny plenty of time to do this. And we have a track from one of the later songs that Alea has done. And Benny's got that. We're going to play that up in a little bit. But before we do, let's go ahead and give out your website again. Can folks go to cupsofconsciousness.com? Is that the best place to go, Alea?
That is the best place to go to get a free trial week of the Daily Cups or a Tall Cup session. Okay. And it's cupsofconsciousness.com.
So how did folks get a copy of your book? Because this is like hot off the press.
They can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and New World Library also sells it. And you can even ask your local bookstore, because we love supporting local bookstores, to carry some of the books.
Yeah, and for those of you out there, this is really, look at Seven Cups of Consciousness, Change Your Life by Connecting to Higher Realms. Before we just jump ahead, so the book includes some meditations. Tell us a little bit about that.
It does. It actually has 12 audio meditations on a link that's in the book, and it gives you access to resources like particular images and all of my descriptions of those, audio meditations that walk you through each concept that I explain in the book so that you can fully embody it, so you can energetically feel it. Because from my perspective, these concepts are not exactly mainstream yet. And so when we let our higher self and our energy fields feel the concept, then our mind understands it at a much deeper level. And so those audio meditations are designed specifically for your energy fields to understand the concepts. And then the book helps you understand it at a mental level.
Awesome. I love this. You know, for those of you out there, I want to also mention that you can receive these meditations. And, you know, yes, we have smartphone apps. We have, you can get them in your emails, which I love to do, because when I get this meditation that comes to my email, before I look at any other emails, this is the one I get. and it is transformative for me. Alea, thank you so much for today. And Benny, let's go ahead and give a third copy of the book away. So we'll have time to play another song. 1-800-930-2819 to the first caller. All right. I know we're not going to get to everything today, pretty much, but I had to talk with you about Change Your Inner World, the third cup. Change Your Inner World. You know, we are so connected, Alea, and you know this. I'm just talking about a daily meditation that we can get on our smartphone. We are connected to the outer world now, right? And so I think we lose sight that we even have an inner world. What are we at risk of by losing sight of that?
Well, we'll experience a core issue, which is abandonment, fear of rejection, not being approved of, not being loved, and then a lack of self-worth. And then that takes a hit on the self-love factor, which enables you to receive and be in a state of connection and love. And so the good thing about our outer world is that it is training us to go for connection. What is everybody doing when they walk down the street? They've got their phones in their hands. They are looking at it. They are texting. They are making phone calls. They are checking email. They want connection. Great. We're getting it externally a little bit. And the more we crave it, eventually the process is to bring us deep within and start finding our connection in what I call the inner river of light, divine line, front of spine. And then the body has its own consciousness, and the body too wants greater degrees of connection, and it can go into its energetic river to feel that connection. Same for the team. And so I think of the outer world and all of the little nuggets for connection and happiness that are being held externally as just a process, and eventually as we evolve, we'll go in to get our resources instead of out.
One of the things you talk about in the book, which I had really never heard of, was this inner commitment. And I think you refer to it as growing your inner commitment. And I thought to myself, and I read that, and then I had to go back and read it again. Wow, I don't think we even think about having an inner commitment.
No, not to the light that flows within us, right? It's like we commit to our job, we commit to our partner, our children, everything that we love. But we don't think about really being committed to the connection and to the light that flows within us. And when we make that our number one commitment, then we're actually able to show up with discernment in a balanced way. We're not martyrs. We're not codependent. And so I learned that by the hard way. Betrayal, right? It's like people betrayed me. Guys betrayed me. Well, why was that? Where was I betraying myself? Where was I not fully 100% committed to my own connection, to my own essence and my own light?
Well, you know, here's the thing. We started the show kind of with me asking a question about some of the challenges, obstacles you've had to overcome. And, you know, then we go and as I continue to read the book, and by the way, I love the way you've written the book. You know, you have taken, in my opinion, some of the more complex ideas about life and spirituality and how to thrive in the world. And through the seven cups, you have presented a way of understanding that not only invites healing, but helps people with a bit of hand-holding along the way. And I love to call that, you know, that's your spiritual grip that we love to have. We love that spiritual grip, you know, so that we don't have to white knuckle our way through life, right?
Right. Or am I going the right way? Is this the right path?
Oh, and my God, by the very nature of that question, it gives me a hot flash. Just saying right here. You know, I mean, it's like, yeah, that's not a pretty picture. But one of the things you talk about is discerning your challenges. And I looked at that and I said, now, I don't know what she means by that. So I'm probably in denial. So do you want to talk a little bit about what discerning your challenges means? Because it sounds like we got to start there.
Well, if we think about our challenges that are in the outer world, it's simply a reflection of a particular vibration we want to attain inside, but we haven't yet. So we could take that spin on the commitment, right? Like, let's say somebody betrays you in your outer world, or they're not being honest with you. They're being out of integrity. Now we bring it deep inside and we go, okay, if I'm triggered and upset by this outer situation, that is key. There can be things that happen in your life that you're not upset by. That means you have no work there. It's just their stuff. It's their issue. But if you're triggered and upset by an external situation that is in your life, that has shown up, that is an indicator that somewhere inside your soul is determined to attain a very particular vibration that is the solution. It sort of talks about what we were talking about earlier about how to use your challenges. And so you're going to discern your challenges by looking at your outer world, kind of like the cards on the table. Then you're going to bring your awareness into this inner river of light, divine line, what you're connecting with internally at an energetic level. And you're going to locate where inside you, you are ready to commit more deeply to yourself, or be in greater integrity with your own light, or be in a deeper level of connection with your light, or love, or respect to the light that flows within you. So our outer world can be a really great indicator, reference point, cards on table to help us know what it is we want to shift, need to shift inside ourselves.
Wow. It is about the journey, isn't it? As a matter of fact, Benny's got that ready to play. I would love to play a little bit of this song that you've sent us, and then tell us a little bit about it before we cue it up here.
It's The Sage's Journey?
Yes.
I think that's one? Yeah.
Yes.
So this is actually off of the Light Body Sound Healing album that Sounds True picked up, and you can get that too on Amazon, and it's a beautiful album that I created when I was missing the other side, and I wanted to have music that would, it's kind of like, you know, you're at camp and you really miss your parents and they send you a care package and you go, oh, so this is my care package that I made for myself and then shared with others to help us feel that angelic connection.
Awesome. Mr. Benny, it's all you. Absolutely beautiful. Elaine, how does that feel for you to hear and be listening to your music?
Honestly, I listen to my music a lot. So anytime I feel like I've lost my center, or I do miss the angelic realm, or I want to connect with my guides more deeply, I actually play it in the car, or I play it, you know, in the evening. And it just kind of brings me back to that place of center. So everything that I create really more for me, to help me maintain a high vibration and stay really clear. And then maybe other people will resonate with it. But that way I stay in integrity with the work, because if I like it, then maybe other people will too.
You know, it's interesting we're talking about this because I started this in 2003 by dialing a wrong phone number and not hanging up. Within 10 minutes, I bought my first hour of airtime. And then 3 months later, KKNW get a hold of me and called me and said, hey, you're not going to believe this. We have 5 days a week open. I did it again. Same thing with WBOQ and Transformation Talk Radio, as he was helping a friend launch his network. And then he literally disappeared. And Chris called me and said, do you want to start a network? And I want to ask you about this because one of the things you talk about is you talk about receiving your soul's gifts. Now, clearly, I did not lay out a business plan. I did not, you know, connect the cross the T's and dots the I's. I had a crust-busting card, and it said that I wanted to reach 1 million people this year to bust through the crust and live life full out. This is what Spirit delivered. Can you tell me about, and all of us, about what is the preparation required so that we can actually, first of all, hear what the soul is telling us and then receiving it? Because those are two different things for me personally. You know, being open and hearing something or seeing something or feeling something, but then I've got to receive it. I would love for you to talk about, because that's the sixth cup.
It is the sixth cup. And I think it's important for people to remember that if they're listening to your show, they are focused on consciously shifting, growing, and evolving, being a better being, coming into this world and doing what we came here to do, which is to make this world a better place, which means there was some prep involved before people even got here into this world. And so those soul gifts that I talk about are all of these vibrations and qualities and mastery and wisdom that we've spent lifetimes cultivating. And I think it's important to remember that what we're doing here in this life didn't start on day one of this life. It started a long, 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 long time ago. And so when we vibrationally feel those gifts, own them, embrace them, and start using them instead of putting our gifts on other people or thinking other people's gifts are better than our own, we then move into appropriate action. For you, you inspire, right? You like support. You ask questions. There's this whole curiosity piece. And then that gets other people triggered to, well, how could my life be better? How could I use all of those gifts that I do have within me at an energetic level, far beyond the mind? And so when I think about even what I'm doing, well, I don't have a master's or a PhD in psychology, but I remember many, many, many incarnations of sitting with people and helping them understand why they have created the challenges that they have and how they can use those challenges to grow and evolve in a more gentle, graceful, joyful way. So I think it's about really recognizing our own innate wisdom and then moving forward with that and following our desires, listening to the intuition, slowing things down so that we can hear.
Wow. You know, first of all, this hour is zipping right by.
I know, it's slowing things down, right.
I know. I want to just say to everybody, if you want to find out more, if you want to sign up for the daily Cups of Consciousness, you know, the daily meditations, go to the website, cupsofconsciousness.com. Lots of information. I would literally regret not talking about the seventh cup. And so I'm glad we have a few minutes to do that. Out of all of them, all of what you've presented in the book, this particular one, You Are Perfect, I think is one of the greatest challenges we have in living in the outer world. And, you know, I guess I wasn't surprised to see it in the book, but to really grasp and embrace the idea that you are perfect might in fact be one of the greatest challenges we have in this day and age. Can you talk about not only why this is important, but also why it's very paradoxical in so many ways, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, if you said to somebody, hi, how are you? And they say, I'm perfect. It's like, well, not really, right? We have that belief system. Or how do you feel about yourself? Well, I think I'm perfect. There could be a little bit of arrogance that some people could perceive. But what I'm really talking about is that every single one of us is a beam of light. We are having a human experience. We're actually not our bodies. We're not the horse we ride. We're not the car we drive. We are this beam of light, and when we're done with this world, we will take our beam of light, we'll lift it off the front of the spine, and we'll go back over to the other world. Don't do this now unless you want to unplug and go back to the other world. You want to firmly attach yourself to that front, to the front of your spine, and use your inhale to pull yourself into this inner river of light. And when you're holding your awareness in this inner river of light, in that place you are perfect, nowhere else. So if the only place you look for your perfection is in your inner river of light, also your safety, your connection, your power, your control, really in truth, this is the only thing that we can control is the vibration that flows in our divine line river of light, front of spine. And when we really get connected to that, then we do feel this beautiful divine perfection, and we're then able to move forward in our life and interact and connect with people from that more authentic place. But we don't have to love our belief systems, our behaviors, our accomplishments, our body, or what we do, or where we're going, just the river of light. And then everything gets so much clearer, so much easier.
Well, you know, for many of us, we do want to do this with other people and do it with ourselves. Now, you also, you know, I know that you and I were talking during a break, you know, how often you travel, where you go to and what you do. You also work with individuals as well as, you know, do group work and workshops. And I wanted to ask you, please tell us how folks can find out more about these. And then I guess my question is, what are you sensing from a theme, if there is one, for people?
For 2015, the rest of 2015, or 2016?
15.
15.
Yeah, okay, we haven't wrapped this one up yet.
Yeah. No, we haven't. We've still got a few more months of this year. So in terms of people working with me, I do one-on-one sessions over the phone, Skype, and I'm not taking that many people in person just because my practice is so booked out. I'm booked out about 3 to 4 months for new clients. And I'm putting more and more of my energy into the creation of music, sound albums, maybe another book, we'll see, promoting this book, and doing the Tall Cups, which are every 3 weeks and an hour-long energy balancing session live online and over the phone. And so people can check those things out if they want. And then I've also recorded, oh my gosh, I think it's now 1,300 audio meditations that are online, because I started in 2009. So I've been a little busy, but a ton of resources for people. And my whole perspective is gather the tools so that you can shift you, and then you don't need me. You know, it's like, carry on. But here's the formula that you can use that will help you shift your life in the way in which you intend. In terms of 2015, if I look at the energy of that, and actually those daily cups that I do, I'm every day looking at the energetic weather that's coming onto the planet and recording those meditations that really support you in using the energetic weather and your energy fields to help you shift, grow, and evolve. But if I look at the month, the rest of the September, October, November, December, it feels like there's this empowerment current coming onto the planet for the next 4 months. It's like, how do we want to be really supported as we grow and evolve? And so the focus, I'm just looking at where it turns, right around the 26th, 27th of September, the energy starts to really focus on the roots. We go into Mercury retrograde September 17th, and I love Mercury retrograde because it's a time to clean out, reboot. Yep. The energy of time actually slows down so you can get more done during Mercury retrograde. And it almost feels like a time to revisit, how do we want to be supported in the world? What do we want our roots to be filled with at a vibrational level? Do we want greater empowerment or courage or self-control or self-love, beauty, joy? There is a piece that I really want to speak to because I just got this insight yesterday. So many people are financially struggling in their life. And what I think has happened is I was at lunch with some friends, and this friend said, hey, did you know that all the way up until the 1950s, they were still using cowrie beads as money? And she pulled out this cowrie bead, and she's like, oh, it's so beautiful. And I started looking at the energy of it, and I said, oh, my God, the piece that's gotten disconnected from money is beauty. We used to look at shells or gems or gold, and it's so beautiful, which has this love vibration, and I want to create more beauty and connection and love in the world. And so if you think about what you want to do with money, which is a major support system, right, roots, resources, hold the vibration of beauty in the roots. And that will then help us rework how we are supported in the world, and then how we can serve and how we can actualize our greatest potential. I love your opening line of your show of, you know, how can you live a life where you're not even afraid to fail? Like, how can it so incredible and successful? I'm not getting it correctly, but
what it's would you
that
do if you knew you couldn't fail?
Right. I love that.
Yes. Alea, thank you so very, very much. I love the book, and I love you. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Benny, thank you for masterfully producing the show today. And thanks to all of you out there, that you are the inspiration for me, as you are for so many. And so remember, we too get to change our lives. We too get to sip from the seven cups of consciousness. We'll see.